and fit even better. Built to fit. Built XL. DXL.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Will this time be any different? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The United States has been fooled before.
Secretary of State Pompeo says President Trump is fully prepared for tomorrow's meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un tonight, our time, taking a very different approach than what's been tried in the past, he says. Fox's John Decker's live in Singapore.
With their historic summit just hours away, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the goal has not changed.
The complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korea Peninsula is the only outcome that the United States will accept.
Pompeo said without such an agreement, North Korea will face more crippling economic sanctions. The Secretary of State said the preparatory talks were moving quite rapidly, and he anticipates that they will come to their logical conclusion even more quickly than the U.S. anticipated. But Pompeo also played down the possibility of a quick breakthrough. Dave?
And John, the president landed in Singapore, still upset over what happened at the G7 summit in Canada when Prime Minister Trudeau said Canadians won't be pushed around and will impose retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, President Trump tweeted, "Sorry, we cannot let our friends or enemies take advantage of us on trade anymore." After talks with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau went sour, White House trade advisor Peter Navarro accused Trudeau of stabbing the president in the back, telling Fox News Sunday,
"There's a special place in hell for any foreign leader that engages in bad faith diplomacy with President Donald J. Trump."
In response to Navarro, the European Council's president tweeted, "There's a special place in heaven for the Canadian leader." Dave.
Rachel, an Orlando, Florida police officer was shot late last night and needed surgery after responding to a domestic dispute involving a man who barricaded himself in an apartment with four young kids, prompting other residents to be evacuated in their pajamas. The 13-year-old boy accused in an Indiana middle school shooting goes to juvenile court this morning. The classmate he shot seven times remains hospitalized. Fox News, fair and balanced.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Republicans keep demanding answers from the Justice Department about the FBI's handling of the Trump campaign investigation. House Intel Committee Chair Devin Nunes wants records made available to all members by tomorrow. Democrats have said the FBI did not have a spy in the campaign. And GOP Congressman Trey Gowdy has said the FBI did the right thing investigating possible Russian influence. We'll learn more later this week about the 2016 probe into Hillary Clinton.
Last week, President Trump tweeted, "What's taking so long with the Inspector General's report?" adding that he hoped it wasn't being changed or weakened. Then the Department of Justice IG Michael Horowitz announced he'll be ready to go, actually, on President Trump's birthday, June 14th. Many analysts and ex-law enforcement are speculating that former FBI Director James Comey will be criticized in the report, not only for announcing 4 months before the election that Hillary Clinton would not be prosecuted over her use of a private email server, but for also announcing just days before the election that he was reopening the investigation after obtaining some before unseen emails. Horowitz has agreed to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee June 18th. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The price of gas has inched up 2 more cents the past 3 weeks.
This price of just over $3.01 is nearly 62 cents higher than it was at its year-ago point.
But analyst Triple Lundberg thinks this is the peak. Prices are starting to fall. AAA's national average for regulars less than hers at $2.92 a gallon. On Wall Street, stock futures not moving too much before this week's trading. Broadway's Best was honored last night. The band's visit led the way, winning 10 Tony Awards, including Best Musical.
Our show offers a message of unity, in a world that more and more seems bent on amplifying our differences.
That's producer Orrin Wolf on CBS. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child won Best Play. Actor Robert De Niro got an ovation delivering a profane rant against President Trump that had to be bleeped a few times. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Our local news brought to you by Gina Johnson and her new book, Let's Make It a Habit. Let her teach your staff how to cut down on stress, improve synergy and communication, and develop positive habits. Visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A lot of cleaning up to do after storms that tore through our area yesterday. WCIA says there were reports of trees falling on cars in Urbana and Danville. Some spots saw over 5 inches of rain. The hardest hit areas around here are the Copper Ridge and Ironwood areas. The National Weather Service will be checking out whether a tornado was to blame. A home lost its roof. At one point, around 8,000 people were without power. 60 cases of salmonella have been reported across 5 states, including Illinois, because of pre-cut melons. That includes melons and fruit salads. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has been looking into it. Make sure you wash whole melons before you start cutting them, just to be safe. Lane closures in Champaign County to be aware of. Southwood Drive will have lane closures between Duncan Road and Stratford Court. The lane closures are from 7 a.m. until 3 p.m. today. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
We're talking with Gina Johnson, owner of Blueprint Mental Health and Life Coaching Practice in Urbana.
Well, I've always had a passion to help people manage their responses to negative life situations, negative people, and negative things. My book, Let's Make It a Habit, and my in-person workshops will help your employees and coworkers be more productive and effective at work, which ultimately result in better relationships. Let's start with a complimentary needs assessment and business analysis to ensure you get the results you need.
To learn more about Gina's workshops and how you can invest in your team, visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
And now your weather. Wow, what turbulence yesterday. Weather brought to you by Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent. 2 locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. I think Rolling Acres, Copper Ridge, Ironwood maybe.
Right.
Near my house, one roof came off, half a mile from me. I mean, it was bad. It was a straight line wind. Philo, Illinois, my mom's front yard.
Yeah, Philo had posted some social media pictures of a tree that hit 3 cars.
Well, Kevin,
when it fell.
Kevin Chalmers, Philo Fire Department, kept me brief. My mom had a flaming branch hit by lightning.
Oh.
It came down and knocked down all the wires.
Wow.
So they had live wires in the yard there for hours. Anyway, weather now for today after the flash floods and damage yesterday.
Right. High 82 down to 67 with some partly cloudy conditions. 40% chance of morning showers. Afternoon and evening showers expected tomorrow. High 88, low 68. Morning showers, 40% chance again on Wednesday. High 87, low 63. 68 now with the clouds. ESPN 93.5.
All right. Where are we? What day is this?
I'm already getting text in, Stevie, at 359-2255 saying congratulations to Grace and the family.
Yeah.
Miss Illinois, Stevie.
I know. It was quite a week. Last Monday, the triplets turned 21. Grace and Janet left that night because they had to report at 7 a.m. Tuesday in Marion, Illinois, site of the Miss Illinois scholarship pageant, Miss America. So Tuesday night, Grace was 23 out of 23 girls. She was number 23. So she was the last interview at 8:20 on Tuesday night, and thought it was a very difficult interview as far as the issues and the things that they asked her, but thought it was good, thought it went fine. And you always want that interview to go well because it matters so much in Miss America. And then Tuesday went to Wednesday preliminary. She was in talent and evening gown preliminaries. And blessed to be talent winner on the preliminary night. That's always a good sign because talent interview are the most important things in Miss America. Thursday night, she did her swimsuit and she transformed her body, I'm telling you, through hard work and commitment and dedication. And she did great in swimsuit. And then she had on stage question. I thought she answered it beautifully regarding should children of immigrants be allowed citizenship. She did a great job with that. So then it's Friday, it's Miss Teen. Saturday night were the finals. And what they do, and like I think pretty much Miss America will do, is they announce the top finalists, and then the show continues with the finalists. That's what happened Saturday night in Marion. So Grace was in the top 10. Then they had a People's Choice. So it was the top 11.
So they had People's Choice in the top 10, and they all did swimsuit, they all did talent, and they all did evening gown. And then you take intermission, and then you come back and they announce the top five. Top five have to answer a question, and then the judging's over, and then they go fourth runner-up, third runner-up, second runner-up, first runner-up, and then the new Miss Illinois. And we knew she had a chance. We knew she had performed beautifully. We didn't think she could have done any better.
Okay.
She did wonderfully. But, you know, on Friday night at the team, you know, they had these little princesses, and the Sinclair's wonderful family. Their little daughter, Charlotte, I think, was Grace's princess. And they were just thrilled. They have the little princess dance and stuff. Just kind of introduce them to Miss America and the values that that are Miss America. So that was a lot of fun on Friday night. But Grace said, you know, I'm asking for prayers for peace and calm. Just peace and calm. That's it. So I sent Diane and about everybody I knew, you know, would you just say prayers for peace and calm? And the prayer chain started. And you know, it was as a parent. You're sitting there, and you just want your child to do well.
Right.
You just want them because they work so hard at stuff. And so, you know, we're totally fine, you know, as far as whatever happens, we understand. We really are praying that she just has peace and calm, and whatever happens is fine. We'll trust that. That's fine. And so we get the top 11 come out after they're all performing. I have this incredible peace that comes into me, and I just pray that Grace feels that peace, and I just say, you know what? She did great. No matter what, she did great.
We're so proud of her.
So they announced one, they announced two, they announced three. She's still not out there in the top five. And then they announced her the fourth. It's like, all right, she's still in this.
Okay.
And then they do the question, and then they get ready. And so they start announcing fourth runner-up. And you, at that point, of course, you don't want to hear your name. Fourth runner-up is, right. Okay, she's still in it. Third runner-up is, she's still in it. Second runner-up, now there's two. And this Isabel Hansen from Chicago was a terrific candidate. I mean, they thought the top 10 in this particular pageant this year was one of the toughest they've seen. It was a tough year. It was like, whoa.
Off the charts, on the talent.
Very good. All fine young ladies, gifted kids. I mean, so you're going, wow, this is really challenging. So there's two standing, Grace and Isabel. And Grace had crowned Isabel Miss Teen when Grace was the reigning Miss Teen, Miss Illinois.
Wow.
And so they knew each other quite well.
And the MC for the event.
Erica Harold.
Wow.
From Urbana, former Miss America, Erica Harold. And of course, our families have known each other for many years. But so Erica was reading, and so they get down to it, and then she says, we're going to announce the first runner-up, and then obviously you're thinking. So I just had my hands in my head thinking, I don't want to hear it. She was representing Miss Capital City. She entered over in Springfield, and there's avenues you can enter, and to have a chance to go to Miss Illinois, you have to qualify and win somewhere else, a preliminary.
Mm-hmm.
So she won over in Springfield, Capital City. So you don't want to hear Capital City. You want to hear North Shore, which is where Elizabeth was. So then Erica said, and the first runner, I'm just sitting, I don't think I'm looking. I can't remember. She said, Miss Northern Shore, and then we knew. And so I don't remember Erica, and I'm trying to get the clip. I think it's on Facebook, Miss Illinois Organization. I got to try and pull that up so you can hear the crowning. And then Erica was, you know, obviously there wasn't much interaction between the MC and the contestants, but she knew Grace and was thrilled for Grace that somebody local again had won Miss Illinois.
Yes.
Abby Foster from Oakwood last year. So we kind of have a regional thing.
Uh-huh.
So the front page of the paper shows today's News Gazette. Go buy a million copies of the News Gazette today. And
I got mine.
Give them to your friends. Is Grace after the crowning, and you can see her expression.
Oh, my goodness.
How unbelievably. I'll show it on the YouTube channel. You can kind of see it.
She seems astonished.
Well,
but
she really, really was, and it was, again, I can't tell you the behind the scenes of the energy and effort she put into this. She just wanted to perform her very, very best. And to give you an idea who Grace is, and you've heard her on the radio and you hear her on Christian FM, she organized the girls, got them in a circle, and then she led a prayer. And I don't know what they prayed for, but I'm pretty sure it was peace and calm to just perform their best.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the girls on Sunday morning came up to me and just said what an impact that had on them and how thrilled they were for her. And she thanked all the contestants at the post party and said what an amazing group of girls and how talented they all are. And the line for her to get pictures took a while. And all the judges, which I thought was pretty interesting, came up and wanted an individual picture with her.
Really?
And they were very excited about Atlantic City, September 9th on ABC, and they are very, very optimistic that she has a real chance at this thing.
Wow.
And she's just thrilled. She's going to take the year off. She's going to forego her senior year until next year.
Okay.
But I believe she's going to be able to pay for her senior year with the money she's winning.
That's right.
She won over $1,000 in preliminary awards and then $10,000 as Miss Illinois.
And scholarship money.
Yep, scholarship money. So that'll go toward her senior year at University of Illinois. And, of course, if she were to win Miss America, she'll have a whole bunch more if she wanted to do grad school or something.
Mm-hmm.
So just a great avenue. Miss America is the number one organization for scholarships for women in the world. And so I just can tell you, it's just an unbelievable experience to see your child do so well. But I'm so excited for people that will get to know Grace and the heart of Grace. And we're going to do our sports and get that done. I want to tell you what her why was.
Okay.
Because when we were preparing for this, she was, one of the days kind of sitting there going, boy, I don't know. And I said, why are you doing this? And I want to tell you what you said.
Okay.
We'll do that coming up. Let's check your sports headlines. 7:16, I am Stevie J. Kachaturian, as my friend Dirk Rice texted me this morning. People will now know how to spell your name with Grace everywhere on papers all over the state.
And I'm Diane Ducey with sports. We had a 13-game skid end for the Cincinnati Reds with the 6-3 win over the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, they'll go up to host San Diego. We've got your Redbird recap right now.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
With Ricky Harden, I'm John Rooney. Yesterday in Cincinnati, the Reds took advantage of Cardinal walks. Carlos Martinez was not sharp, and the Reds won for the first time this year against the Cardinals and for the first time in 14 games against the Cardinals going back to last year. 6-3 was the final.
Carlos only able to go 3 2/3 innings. He had 7 of the 11 walks issued by Cardinal pitching. Just way too many walks to win a game. Cardinals did out-hit Cincinnati. They just weren't able to string enough of them together.
Billy Hamilton made some fine catches, too, in deep center field against the wall, and he had 2 outfield assists. That was part of the Reds' win.
He's a spectacular outfielder, and really walking Billy Hamilton in the 4th inning when the Reds picked up 4 runs, really the turning point of the game.
And that happened with 2 outs and led to a 4-run rally. Now the Cardinals are back home, 3 against the Padres and 3 against the Cubs.
Be nice to win at home. Probably take all but one of them. I think I'd be happy with that.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett. And what you're hearing in the background are the sounds of Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. It's also the feeling you get when you visit Wisconsin. And you'll feel it all around our state, from festivals to sporting events. It's tricky to say, but easy to feel. That's Gemütlichkeit. And that is Wisconsin. Go to TravelWisconsin.com and let the fun begin.
A 4-game win streak is snapped as the Cubs lost to Pittsburgh. That final was 7-1 yesterday, and there grew up a series against the Milwaukee Brewers. 7-10 start. You'll hear the action on US 105.9. And we have the Chicago White Sox hosting Cleveland tonight, 7-10. They beat the Red Sox yesterday, 5-2. On to the French Open, Rafael Nadal. He gets his 4th title for singles, and that is a record. We'll be visiting with John Decker this morning, and he's a big tennis fan. I'm sure he'll be excited to report about Rafael.
He's in Singapore, too.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to him at 8:20.
In NASCAR action, Cliff Boyer with the checker flag. They have to call it short at 133 laps of 200 in Michigan. Dustin Johnson wins in golf. And Nick Hardy does well. Did you hear about that?
No,
Stevie?
I didn't.
Okay, cool. And, he's tied for 33rd, but 7 under in his first pro tour. So.
What's wrong with that?
You're right.
Yeah.
And justify, of course, that triple crown on Saturday.
Yeah, that's a pretty good horse there. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We've got some morning showers in the forecast, then partly cloudy, high 82, low 67. 88 with some afternoon and evening showers in the forecast Tuesday, and down to around 68 in the evening. Up to 88 again on Wednesday. Morning showers in the forecast, 40% chance. down to around 63. Right now, the temperature's at 68 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland and Rob Meyer at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric and Rob at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com.
More congratulations coming in to 359-2255.
Yeah, please text in. We'd love to hear from you this morning. My daughter Grace is Miss Illinois 2018, and yes, we'll compete in the Miss America pageant.
Woo-hoo!
ESPN 93.5, it is 720 in Champaign-Urbana.
From the Fox Business Network, Envision Healthcare is being sold to private equity firm KKR. It's a deal worth more than $5.5 billion. Envision provides physician services to hospitals and healthcare facilities. Rockwell Automation is investing $1 billion in software company PTC. Rockwell will buy more than 10 million shares of newly issued PTC stock. Air France is facing more strikes this month, even though the airline is preparing contract proposals to ease the dispute. Unions say they will be striking from June 23rd to June 26th. Stocks skidded last week on speculation Italy could be considering leaving the Eurozone. Now the new economy minister, Giovanni Tria, is ruling out leaving the Euro. The Dow was up 75 on Friday. NASDAQ added 10. The S&P gained 8. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal, and for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Call for your free sample now. 800-787-1010. 800-787-1010.
Hello, this is Shane Colt from Country Arbors Nursery. It's summertime, and that means Country Arbors is freshly stocked with new perennials, annuals, trees, and shrubs. A time when other places are emptying their shelves, we continue to bring in new product we've grown in our greenhouses and the best growers in the country. But we also have to make room, so we're having a big sale. All our annuals and tropicals are 20% off. All begonias, petunias, zinnias, mandevilla, and more are all 20% off. And our trees, they're all 10% off, 20% if you buy three or more. And on super sales, our favorite crab, Royal Raindrops, it's 25% off. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery or visit our new website at countryarbors.com for more information and directions.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us. The Ice House of Champaign on Prospect Avenue, under new management by Smoked and Fired Food Trucks. Open daily from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days per week, with cold drinks and great food from the Smoked and Fired Food Trucks. And don't miss their grand opening with live music from Mink and Sass, Friday, June 15th, starting at 4 p.m.
ESPN 93.5, talking about the Miss America pageant that I attended for the last 5 days with all the preliminaries. It's Miss America, Miss Illinois. There's a big difference between the Miss America organization and other pageants, and I understand that people not really understanding all that because, you know, you see a crown, you see a dress, you say it's another pageant. Miss America focuses on the girl. They focus on development of the whole person, regarding talent and interview. That's somewhere 60-70% of it. And now with the elimination of the swimsuit, they call it lifestyle and fitness. Now you're really down to content and talent. And that's great. I think it should be based more on that, and so does Grace. And by the way, I'll have Grace on at some point, but she's 1 minute. Let me just tell you something. 1 minute she's on the stage. The next minute, she's in a big limousine with police escort. It just changed. Her life changed on Saturday night, and probably all of our lives to some extent, because of this platform of getting a chance to reach and talk to so many people. And the trick to being in these shows is you have 9 minutes to connect with judges. That's all you have. The key is being able to have them see you in 9 minutes. They have to understand who you are in 9 minutes. So it's pretty critical what you say in those 9 minutes so that they can see you, so they know who you are. So as I mentioned, she thought the interview went fine. And then when she did her talent, she dances to You Raise Me Up by Josh Groban. Mm-hmm. And she's a lyrical dancer from Art in Motion. And Trisha, I can't say enough about her and how the people that come out of Art in Motion are so darn good at dance. And Grace is outstanding at dance, and she's outstanding with this one. And people cry when they see her dance. It's a 90-second dance. The head judge afterwards, the head judge, because they're told no emotion, don't show any facial anything, because Grace was saying during the week, I don't know what they think of me. I can't tell. They're just it's poker face. I can't tell.
Right.
The head judge came up to us after the crowning when it was all over and said, she made me cry in the preliminaries with her dance. I had a tear coming out, and I said, I can't have that. I can't have that. I can't have that. And I couldn't help it. So she will, and we confirmed this yesterday morning, she will be dancing exactly what she did at State for the Miss America. So we're excited about that. She's excited about that because she feels very good about that. So that's a big part of it to try. If you have to scramble the next 9 weeks to get some or 12 weeks or whatever it is till September 9. So she'll dance to You Raised Me Up, Josh Groban. And that's just something she's very confident about, and it's wonderful to watch. So that was a big deal. But anyway, after she won preliminary, I leaned over to Jan. I said, they see her. They see her. And that gave us hope that, you know, she has a chance to win.
Right.
If they know who she is, they see her. So we're preparing and planning and working. And I can't tell you how many interviews. And she says, Daddy, can we do one more? I said, sure. You know, 9 more minutes. It's a fact. I always said, yes, 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 of course.
Of course.
But I'm telling you, she just keeps going and working. Ask me an onstage question. Ask me an onstage question.
So I want to get to the why, because you said you were going to get there. So but I also have three texts, and one will lead right in. Best wishes to all as you love and support Grace. We're so proud of her. What an amazing girl you have raised. We're all supporting her on this journey to Miss America. And then Heath had texted in, congratulations, Stevie. I met Grace a couple of times. Took my daughter to see her in The Little Mermaid.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She was a wonderful girl.
Yeah.
Even more than that, a wonderful ambassador
yes,
of Christ.
It, that's right. She's a real woman of faith, and I think that's big. And so I'm excited for everybody to get to meet her and know her. And to some extent they do, but not to the levels it'll be now. They'll know who she is, and they'll realize, wow. And she wants to inspire young girls. She wants to, and leading to our preparation and work she was doing. And I remember one night at the kitchen table, she's tired. And I looked at her and I said, Grace, why are you doing it? What is your why? And she said, last summer I was, managing the dock at Young Life at Malibu, which is north of Vancouver. And every morning during this one particular week, a young lady came to the dock and sat there all by herself. And I went and sat by her and learned that she had no self-esteem. She had no self-value, no worth at all. And she said, I talked to her every morning about that. And my why is I want to sit by every young woman who sits alone. I want to sit by them. And I said, well, you've got a why. That's unbelievable. And that's good. And so her reason is to impact not just young women, but all, but particularly young women that sit alone, that are searching, that don't feel like they have much value. That's what she wants to do. Mm-hmm. And I think, with her visits that she'll make, I think she'll make hundreds of visits all over the state. Again, they're working on her schedule as we speak. First priority, though, in the next 3 months will be for Miss America and that the show on ABC on September 9. But, again, we'll have some kind of something in Champaign-Urbana, I would think a send-off party. I don't exactly know how that works, but we'll send her off probably late August.
Okay.
And the public invited that? I don't know yet. But certainly Grace has kind of grown up in the public eye because of this show mm-hmm. and because of radio. The community kind of knows the triplets and Nathaniel and Janet because I always talked about them. And so at least there's a portion of the community that's aware of her because the triplets and that for so many years.
Great picture of you guys, by the way, as a family.
Yeah.
And to be able to FaceTime with Nathaniel as soon as the results happen.
He's working at Young Life, serving at Young Life, again, a non-denominational Christian organization up in where Grace was, Malibu, where Nathaniel's been 3 summers. And he was driving back from Portland where he had to do some certification. And he's just smiling. You see him driving. He's laughing. He's so excited. He got to see Grace, and she got to see him briefly on FaceTime. Amazing technology. So, again, we appreciate everybody. If you want to text in, you're welcome to do that, 359-2255. And, again, front page of the News Gazette is a really terrific picture just after she's crowned. And she deserves it. She worked hard for it. She wants to have a real positive impact on people. And people will really, really enjoy getting to know her.
Marilyn Becker, congratulations to Grace and all of you Catchetarians.
Well, thank you very much. And she's excited for this, thankful and appreciative of the opportunity. A lot of great girls are on that stage. Be right back. ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J at 7:30.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology actively invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you. The needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It seems...
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tonight at 9 Eastern Time becomes the first sitting American president to meet with a leader of North Korea. Ahead of the one-on-one, the White House says in a statement discussions are ongoing and have moved more quickly than expected. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Singapore for the talks.
Sanctions will remain until North Korea completely and verifiably eliminates its weapons of mass destruction programs.
He and others will join the meeting after the president and Kim Jong-un meet alone with translators. The president has some allies angry over retracting his endorsement of a joint statement on trade at the G7 summit in Canada.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel calling the G7 summit sobering and depressing and saying European leaders won't be taken advantage of when it comes to trade policies. The French president's office said international cooperation cannot be dictated by fits of anger.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Storms left major property damage across Champaign County yesterday, FoxIllinois.com says in the Copper Ridge community. Strong winds destroyed roofs and tore apart backyards. Several power lines were down, leaving thousands without power. No injuries were reported. Lane closures in Champaign County to be aware of. Southwood Drive will have lane closures between Duncan Road and Stratford Court. The lane closures are from 7 a.m. until 3 p.m. today. Kia has announced it is recalling more than 500,000 vehicles in the United States because of a problem with faulty airbags. Those include the 2010 to 2013 Kia Fortes, 2011 to 2013 Kia Optimas, and 2011 and 2012 Kia Optima Hybrid and Sedona vehicles. Kia says it does not yet have a fix for the airbag problem. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money, too. Make your whole home comfortable again. See Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution and live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lands is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lands today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LandsInc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
All right, ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast, National Weather Service, and brought to you by Timberworks. If you need some tree trimming, then I want you to call Timberworks and get her done. Timberworks can do tree trimming, stump removal, and clearance. Get a free quote at 217-260-8522. You can go to timberworks217.com. They'll take your tree service to new heights. Free quotes, 217-260-8522.
Morning showers. Today's high 81, 67 our low tonight with some clouds. Partly cloudy tomorrow with afternoon and evening showers in the forecast. High 87, low 67. 88 with some morning showers on Wednesday, up to 86 on Thursday with mostly cloudy conditions. Rain back in the forecast Friday. Right now we're at 69 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, Summit in Singapore. We'll talk to John Deckard, 820, about that. Honda BMW Champagne, drivechampagne.com, an award-winning dealership, Honda President's award-winning dealership, and you'll go in there and you're going to be impressed with not only their selection of vehicles, but their service, how they're going to take care of you before and after the sale. You see, at Honda BMW Champagne, they want this to be a long-term relationship. They want to have you as their customer for a long, long time. And they know that being a Honda President's award-winning dealership, making them a top 10% dealership in the nation, they're going to perform every day. And that's what they do. If you want a good vehicle, you want great service, good people, you should see Honda BMW, what they've done off Neil at Burwash and Savoy. DriveChampagne.com, DriveChampagne.com. You'll be glad you go in there and at least get to meet the good people. Say hey to Ben Quattrone. Honda BMW, DriveChampagne.com, DriveChampagne.com. All right, we'll talk about the Singapore meeting. Again, 820, John Decker live in Singapore. We'll do that coming up. We've talked a lot about opiate addictions, and I always like talking to John Dybin. He is an addiction expert. And, John, I believe you're down in Florida, and what's your company name?
Origins Behavioral Healthcare.
All right, opiate epidemic. Do I talk about this too much, John? I have you on every chance I get, but this is an epidemic, is it not?
It absolutely is. You know, I was thinking about this today as I was talking to someone else about it. I'm like, you know, we talk about this so much, and as I got to thinking about it, we can't be talking about it enough. We need to continue talking about it more. We're still talking about over 100 people will die today, tomorrow, the next day, the next day. So we're talking about people dying by the tens of thousands every year. So I think we can't talk about it enough.
What can I do? I'm here in Champaign-Urbana. I'm hearing about the 100. I feel terrible. What can I do?
Well, I think one of the things is you know, you are doing, you know, when people hear, when people get education, that's a huge first start. One of the things that you know, all in the news today, but really has been a hidden part of this, is the fact that older adults are also a huge part of this epidemic. Older adults are more likely to be prescribed higher levels of opiates, and they become addicted and overdose and die just like everybody else. But we don't really pay attention to that. We're not talking about that so much because, you know, we live in a nation and a culture where it's our natural tendency to pay attention to what we see in front of us. So if Stevie J gets addicted to opiates today, guess what? Everybody's going to know about it. You're not going to be showing up at work. You're going to be making mistakes. You're not going to be fulfilling your life obligations. You'll be getting DUIs. And it's very much visible. But if you're 75 and you're retired and you develop that same addiction, which is the same, it's just a living hell, but nobody knows, nobody sees, because they're not looking for you to show up at work. So I think the biggest thing that we can do to help the older adults who are struggling from this is for adult children to be involved in their parents' health care. With the CDC has made in the past 2 years, set out some new guidelines. We've begun to wake up as a nation, and we're changing the way that we ask doctors to deal with opiates. But if adult children get involved in their parents' health care,
and it happens so innocently. You take painkillers because something hurts really bad, but it only takes 7 days to get hooked, right?
That's exactly right. Hmm. And it's not a moral thing. It's not about weakness. It's just about the way drugs work on the brain. And remember, your brain doesn't know if the drug you're putting into it was given to you from a street dealer or from a doctor. And so, you know, being involved and paying attention and being aware of the dangers of these drugs is really, really key.
Okay. Well, again, can people reach you? I mean, can people in Champaign-Urbana come to West Palm Beach and get treatment from you, or get a consults with you? How does it work?
Absolutely, and we're in both Texas and Florida. But if you go to, you know, the originsrecovery.com, you can get a lot of information. You can get in contact with me and with other addictions professionals who can help you out. And also, I really encourage people to check out the Centers for Disease Control, check out the guideline, the information that they need. But if you want a quick stop, originsrecovery.com. A lot of information and ways to get in contact with us.
And we've educated doctors, and all that continues, correct?
Absolutely, nonstop.
Okay, because we can't just refill stuff.
Right.
If it's Vicodin, we're not refilling that, right?
It seems like it's accessible.
It is, you know, it takes generally years for practice to catch up with known science. So what the CDC is saying now, and we've known this actually for several years, is that opiates work really well for things like post-operative pain or intractable cancer pain, for immediate things. But unless you're talking about palliative care, end-of-life care, opiates actually, taken long-term, make pain worse. Well, we've known that for some time, but it takes years for practice to catch up to science. It's like it takes years for education generally to catch up to science. So people have to be aware. The information's out there. We know about the dangers. We know about the alternatives. But that doesn't mean that your local doc is going to be up to speed. And so us taking responsibility, so adult children getting involved with their parents, and us as consumers of medicine, being aware is critical. Because practice always lags behind the best current science.
John Dybin, again, what is the website?
Originsrecovery.com.
Always enjoy chatting with you. I love your passion. Thanks for what you do.
Thank you, too.
John Dybin, Dr. John Dybin, down in West Palm Beach, Florida, works with folks that are addicted all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So get involved, be aware, look around. Understand that a week from now, somebody could be locked in and addicted to painkillers, because a lot of people start with that because of an injury or something.
Right.
Can't sleep. Got to have a pill.
Sure. And so. I've had back issues and foot issues. And, you know, whenever I get a prescription, I say to myself, I'm going to just take as little as possible,
only
if totally necessary.
Right. UC social media followers can enter to win a familiar favorite in a new giveaway through 2018. Connect with UC around for 150 years. Connect on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Participate in Fulfilling Dreams and Friday Freebie, two exciting social giveaways. Fulfilling Dreams, heck, you can win $1,500 UC MasterCard. If you connect on Facebook with UC, share your dreams each month with a photo and story. The dream with the most likes and Busey's Facebook photo album wins a $1,500 Busey MasterCard gift card.
Mm.
One would think they could rally their friends.
Right.
Busey.com/150 to check on the rules. Then the Friday freebie returns a week from Friday, June 22nd. Guess the amount of cash or coin pictured on Facebook to enter to win a $100 digital gift card. First person to guess correctly will get a $100 digital gift card. Again, Busey.com/150. Do not miss your chance to win big. Connect with Busey on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram today. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
Sam Bangs texting in to 359-2255. Congratulations to Grace and the Stevie J family. What an awesome testament to what hard work and giving heart can accomplish.
There's no doubt. It was an inspiring effort that she did to perform and to prepare for this. And again, I told her this, and it's an old saying, the only time success comes before work is in the dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes work. And then when you're tired, you got to work some more.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes it's not enough to do your best. You have to do what's required. And so if what's required is to make sure you're aware of all the current events, make sure your body looks good in a swimsuit, it's a lot of hours, and you're by yourself for most of it. It's got to come from within.
And such discipline. I mean, how many meals of these tiny little turkey burgers or, you know, seven sprigs of asparagus instead of having a real burger or slice of pizza?
I emptied out her lunchbox yesterday because she had reported to Janet by Wednesday her food was starting to smell. And Janet said, don't eat that. And they had all this food out. She was texting saying, you should see this food. I can't eat any of it. And then she said, should I? It was Friday night. And Janet, we all kind of text back saying, you know what? You got one more day.
Yeah.
And so we went to
and
the...
you don't want
to
throw your body off during the competition.
Well, and plus, your body's not used to that stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you don't want all the bloating and stuff. So anyway, so she hung in there. And so we went to the Walmart in Marion and bought all these things. Bags of stuff that she could now eat. And then she won. So I got bags of food if you want it, because she's not going to eat that. So I had to bring it in here.
You were ready for the ride home, but no. Was whisked away in a limo and whatever.
I mean, I don't know when she'll get here. I know that they're working on Miss America paperwork today and tomorrow and the next day, and then until it's done, because all the Miss State pageants are happening. There'll be, I think there were 7 Saturday night. They're like 23 this Saturday night. They're all done, but Illinois is like the top 5 states that are done. And I think Grace is going to Mississippi next week. It's the first time ever that I hadn't had to stop and think, okay, where am I next? They don't need me to go.
Wow.
She's on her own. She's down with a driver and a car, and it's.
Does she have an assistant then?
Yeah, she's got a year-long Dr. Susan Shea as
nice.
Her companion.
Okay.
And not to say that when she's in Champaign-Urbana, if she makes appearances, she'll go on her own.
Sure.
And that's fine. She's totally capable of doing it by herself.
Uh-huh.
But it's just like, wait a minute, Mississippi, and I'm not going? Really? Because there's a Miss Mississippi's next week.
Right.
I think she's going to make an appearance there.
Okay.
So anyway, it's a whirlwind. All right, join me a week from Friday in ESPN 93.5. I mentioned Value Check last week, Cost Plus Food in Southwest Champaign. It's at 1914 Glen Park Drive. If you'll come when I'm broadcasting June 22nd from 7 to 9, I'll sell you a gallon of milk for a dime. Yeah, I will. I'll sell you a dozen eggs for a dime.
Wow.
You can get, it limits 5 because I figured Aldi will come buy all their milk, so you can't do it. So why don't you just do it for you? Gallon of milk, dozen eggs. I'll sell you 5 of each for a dollar total.
This is Value Check.
Value Check is on Galen Drive. Which one is that? Yeah, it's out there where the county market used to be.
Okay, gotcha.
Next to Planet Fitness,
mm-hmm.
across from Garcia's.
Garcia's Pizza's out there.
Yeah, and so what you'll like about Value Check is the fact that I do believe it's right there with Ruler and Aldi and Bottom Line, and it's eight-foot aisles, which I love. That's a big aisle, so you don't run into carts.
And they're carpeted.
It's carpeted, and it's much quieter. I said, is that hard to keep clean? He said, we clean it every night. It's easier. Because if a section gets bad, they replace it.
Huh.
They spent way more money shining floors, and then there's a slippage factor.
True.
And liability.
Uh-huh.
So they like the carpet out there.
Okay.
So anyway, for Sugar Busters, you get it for a nickel.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
It pays to be a Sugar Buster.
You come see me, I'll give you 50 cents. I'll give you 2 quarters.
There you go.
You'll only pay 50 cents for 5 gallons of milk and 5 dozen eggs. Anyway, 7 to 9, that's coming up a week from Friday, June 22nd. But you've got to be there between 7 and 9.
Right.
And it's while supplies last. I think they're going to have just a boatload. But a lot of people going to come to this, I think. Here we go. ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines. Diane Ducey, Monday. It is June 11.
It is.
Okay.
And the Reds beat the St. Louis Cardinals 6-3 yesterday. 7:15 start as
Cardinals
San Diego.
The Reds didn't beat anybody. The Cardinals lost.
Okay.
You can't walk 11 batters and hit a batter. I mean, Carlos Martinez needs to go to AAA and get it out.
Yeah, he's walked
not
a bunch.
He can't walk 6 or 7 or whatever he did.
He was only in what, 3.5 innings?
No, it was 3 1/3 or whatever it was. So anyway, he's not right, and you can't walk a team 11 times expect to win, and they lost. So, but they've won 13 in a row against Cincinnati.
That's right.
Can't complain.
That's right. And do we want to do your Redbird recap? Okay.
One more time, maybe.
All right.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Yesterday in Cincinnati, the Reds took advantage of Cardinal walks. Carlos Martinez was not sharp, and the Reds won for the first time this year against the Cardinals and for the first time in 14 games against the Cardinals going back to last year. 6-3 was the final.
Carlos only able to go 3 2/3 innings. He had 7 of the 11 walks issued by Cardinal pitching. Just way too many walks to win a game. Cardinals did out-hit Cincinnati. They just weren't able to string enough of them together.
Billy Hamilton made some fine catches, 2 in deep center field against the wall, and he had 2 outfield assists. That was part of the Reds' win.
He's a spectacular outfielder, and really walking Billy Hamilton in the 4th inning when the Reds picked up 4 runs, really the turning point of the game.
That happened with 2 outs and led to a 4-run rally. Now the Cardinals are back home, 3 against the Padres and 3 against the Cubs.
Be nice to win at home, probably take all but one of them. I think I'd be happy with that.
Pittsburgh over the Cubs 7-1 yesterday. And they've got a game starting up against Milwaukee at 7:10 on US 105.9. Junior Guerrero on the mound for the Brewers. And I don't have the Cubs guy written down.
That doesn't matter. They're gonna, you know what? They've been dominating Milwaukee, but Milwaukee's a half a game ahead of the Cubs, so this is a big series.
Thank you for that. It's Jose Quintana. So Cleveland is who the Chicago White Sox will host at 7:10 after beating the Red Sox 5-2 yesterday. In NASCAR, Cliff Bowyer with the checkered flag. Race cut short. The 200 laps went only to 133. In the French Open, Rafael Nadal gets his 4th title record for singles, and that is a record for the French Open. We also had Dustin Johnson in golf as the big winner. Steve Stricker was also in that tournament, tied for 18th on that. Got a little bit of prize money, and so did Mike Small. He got $42,000 from what I understand.
Yeah, what place did Mike get in the PGA Championship? I got that here somewhere.
Okay.
I'll look it up.
And Nick Hardy in his first pro appearance, tied for 33rd at 7-under.
Unusually out of the loop.
Right, I've because you've been focused on
other things.
Miss Illinois.
Yeah, okay. See that. They don't have it deep here. We'll find it.
As far as our local golfers.
Yeah. Anyway, good job, all those guys.
And then, of course, Justify won the Triple Crown. You know, it's kind of funny when I was texting my prayer circle on Saturday night how some people had said the jockey for Justify gave all the glory to God.
Huh.
And how wonderful a weekend it was for some of our Christians to step up to the mic and testify, just like Grace.
Well, when Grace won, she pointed up. Like we're number one, but she's pointing to God,
mm-hmm.
and people caught that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Grace becomes the first ever in the state of Illinois to be a Triple Crown winner, and it was the same day Justify became a Triple Crown.
Oh, wow!
An odd
because she was Miss Preteen,
Teen, and now Miss.
Nice.
And you know what else makes her parents pretty excited?
What's that?
After September 9, she's done competing. So we don't have to go through this again. And it's just a lot. It's great, and we love it, but sitting there got harder and harder to watch. Because in golf, I shoot a 65, I probably win. This is subjective.
Yeah.
And you've got to be so good so quick. A 9-minute interview, if you don't connect, you're not going to win. So it's difficult. By the way, one of the judges was on Wake Up Washington. She's a journalist out in Washington, D.C. Had a nice chat with her. Ellen Bryan, I'll get her on the show sometime. Very, very nice. Nice panel of judges. Met them all. Very, very impressive. The one head judge is like one of the top signers for the deaf in the world. He was at the Barack Obama inauguration 2009 signing.
Mm.
So he's a pretty famous signer. And I also had a great talk a couple of times with Judy Ford Nash, the 1969 Miss America, 1968 Miss Illinois winner.
Mm.
She came back because it was her 50th year.
Wow.
And again, you look at Judy Ford Nash, and I've got her information. We'll get her on sometime. A delightful lady. And I said, you know, I met her on Friday night at the teen, introduced myself and the kids, and my daughter's competing too, and so we'll see tomorrow night. And then I saw her backstage after Grace was crowned, and came up and said, yep, I talked to you last night, and her eyes were kind of like, who's this again? And I said, yeah, we're the triplets, and that's my daughter. She said, that's your daughter? I said, yeah, that's my daughter. So we had another nice chat. But she won. She was the first, the last, and the only ever to compete in trampoline. She was trampoline in 1969 Miss America.
That would be cool.
And she said that, I remember when I was Miss America, I was in Wisconsin, and I saw, as Miss America, I was watching Neil Armstrong walk on the moon and all these things that were going on in 1969 in America. But she was delightful to meet. And Judy Ford Nash, I think, was University of Illinois as well. So it was really fun to get to talk to a lot of folks at the post parties, the receptions that they call it. Those were sold out. And if you didn't have a ticket, you couldn't get in, kind of thing. But it was overall just a really good. And hopefully this year will give us an opportunity to really understand what Miss America is versus every other pageant, and how worthy it is when it comes to scholarship for women, and how much they promote women. And it's just a really good organization. And maybe as we illuminate, there'll be sponsors that want to get involved, because they're always looking for help.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have to provide all these scholarships. And these women leave with some money. There were probably at least 10 or 12 that left this pageant with some cash.
Nice.
And it helps their school.
Sure.
So it's a really, really good organization. Ashley Hatfield runs the state of Illinois. Wonderful board of directors. One from Champaign, as a matter of fact. Her board is wonderful. It's just really, really good, with a lot of good things to share. Okay, we've got tickets?
Yes.
All right.
Pat Benatar and Neil Girardo, an acoustic evening, comes to the Virginia Theater on Friday the 15th, and it starts at 7:30. This is a show that won't be too darn loud.
Well, Stevie, that's what I'm thinking. So if it's acoustic... Yeah.
Heartbreaker, dream maker, and you know.
That's acoustic?
Yeah.
Really?
It's going to be awesome. And you could be sitting 33 rows in that middle section to enjoy Pat Benatar and her husband, Neil Girardo.
All right, so we got two?
Mm-hmm.
All right, two tickets. If you'd like to go, text in Pat, P-A-T. And let's take the, 15th text?
Sure.
15th text.
Show's Friday night at the Virginia Theater.
Am I behind any text messages we need to read? 359-2255, 359-2255, because after this they'll get buried.
You're right.
I'll go way down the
street. I think we're caught up all the congratulations.
Thank you for everybody congratulating Grace. She worked very, very hard and deserves it, and I'm so excited for people to get to know her even more. 359-2255, 359-2255. And if anybody wants her to appear... somewhere, you got to go through them.
Okay.
But you
can make that submission.
Absolutely, we
can.
We can totally. But they've got business people, press people. They've got an organization that does all of this. And so we have to get permission for all these things. But mm-hmm. But there's totally possible, if you wanted to appear at a school or whatever, you can contact me. If you know how to get hold of me, that's fine, too.
And you can give them the right name.
And I will put them in touch. And we'll make anything Champaign-Urbana, we'll make happen. I don't know when, but we'll totally. The focus right now is going to be on Miss America. And then after that, if she's not Miss America, then she'll be around making appearances all over the state for Miss Illinois.
Some folks getting in a congratulations, Grace, then Pat.
Okay, good. Thank you. All right, send them in. 15th text gets two tickets, Pat Benatar and Neil Girardo. 15th text wins right now. Good luck, 7:57.
Saturday on the networks of ESPN. How many Warriors titles does it take to equal one average, normal, every year title? That and more Monday.
The Will Kane Show, weekdays at 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Peter Burns.
Major League Baseball decides to hold its draft every year on the Monday of Super Regionals of College Baseball. And it is the dumbest, most elitist thing I've ever heard. I literally watched a kid from Ole Miss get drafted. Ryan Rollison got drafted in the first round. He is in the middle of playing a regional game. So in the middle of an inning, he has to field calls while he's playing to make it. And Major League Baseball thinks it's so important, instead of sliding the draft 24 hours and allowing every person to live their dream of being drafted, they didn't do it because Major League Baseball is so elite, they think they're so important. Do better, Major League Baseball. NBA continues to do well because their commissioner works with all their players on all different types of topics. The NFL doesn't. That's why it's getting just crucified in the media right now. And so does Major League Baseball. They need to be better.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, save on 5 quarts of STP Conventional or High Mileage and an STP oil filter for $19.99. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
You got 20 seconds. Molly Rittenhouse, you win Pat Benatar, Neil Giraudo tickets.
I am so excited.
I'm so happy. You're so happy.
Wonderful. I am so excited. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Enjoy the show, Molly. Really appreciate you listening. Molly Rittenhouse.